Yesterday morning, bright and early, actually still dark and early, Angie and I got up to watch the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. I did so for two reasons. The first is that this was a historic moment that most of us alive today have never witnessed. We haven't seen the funeral of one of our heads of state. I know the monarchy and the empire and all the queen represents can be controversial today, and many of the things around the funeral reminded me of why it's controversial, but still, it was a historic event and I was interested in witnessing it. A second reason I was interested in watching the funeral is that I was very interested in the service itself. I've never been to an Anglican funeral, and one of the things I read leading up to the funeral was that there would be no eulogies, because the overall emphasis of an Anglican service was to be on the resurrection, not on the life that had been lived. In addition, a key part of the service, was a sermon that was going to be delivered by Reverend Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury. Welby's route to ordination was rather unusual, and to say that he was unexpectedly named the Archbishop of Canterbury would be an understatement. In the chances I have had to hear him speak, to read his writing, and even to hear him in conversation on podcasts, I've been so impressed by his humility, his heart for Jesus, and his desire to lead the Anglican Church in emphasizing the way of Jesus. All that to say, I was very interested in the service and particularly on hearing his sermon on such an occasion. I was not disappointed with his sermon. As he spoke of a leader who had spent 70 years in service, and as he spoke in front of world leaders whose lives have, well, many of them committed to grasping for power, he said, "The pattern for many leaders is to be exalted in life and forgotten after death. The pattern for all who serve God, famous or obscure, respected or ignored, is that death is the door to glory." He pointed to Christ as the example of ultimate service and continued by saying, "People of loving service are rare in any walk of life. Leaders of loving service are rarer. But in all cases, those who serve will be loved and remembered when those who cling to power and privileges are forgotten." He concluded, again by pointing to our hope in Jesus, by saying this, "Service in life, hope in death. All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can, with her, say, 'We will meet again.'" I am grateful to be a part of a church family where people are committed to service. So many of you devote so much time to showing care and love to so many others. Thank you for your example of following Jesus in service in ways that are often unseen. My only exhortation to myself and to others as we consider lives of service is something that St. Paul wrote twice in his Gospels, once to the church in Galatia and another time to the church in Thessalonica. He exhorted them not to tire or grow weary of doing good. I know that what service we do can change over time, but may we be men and women who live that life of service as long as we can, in whatever ways we can, with the joy of Christ in us. And please hear me on this. If you're listening to this and your current limitations prevent you from doing what you used to do, this is not meant for you to feel guilty about it. Please serve as you can. If that's simply through praying, then pray. If it's through caring for a loved one who's your primary responsibility, then care for them. But this idea that I've sometimes heard that we can retire from service simply because, and this is a general idea quote here, you know, I think I've done enough and it's time for me to sit back while somebody else takes their turn. That's just not a posture seen in the example of Jesus or his first followers. So, Covenant family, dear brothers and sisters, let us not grow weary in doing good. Let us continue to serve as we are able, where we are able, continually inviting and sharing in service along with others who join us, as long as God gives us strength and breath. on this note of service, I want to mention one service opportunity, and it relates to our youth. As we mentioned on Sunday morning, we had over 55 students come out to youth this past Wednesday. We also have a junior high retreat coming up on the first week of October. The cost of that retreat is $125, but in today's economy, in a place like Penetang, that amount of money could be prohibitive for some families. You know, a retreat is an amazing opportunity to introduce kids to Jesus and to build Jesus-centered relationships with students. I had a great conversation with someone in our church who rightly said, you know, we should do whatever we can to bring down the financial barrier to kids participating in something that could introduce them to Jesus. I was so grateful for that beautiful and powerful reminder. We don't want the cost to prevent any student from participating. The other factor in this is that while we have funds available to help families and we let them know that, it can often be easier for a parent or a family to give another reason why their student can't go than it is to ask for financial help. To avoid this challenge, we've decided that we're only going to charge students $65 for the retreat, and we want to invite those who can serve financially to help pay the rest of the cost for the students. Those families that can afford to pay the full $125, they are welcome to pay it, but we aren't going to ask or insist on any family paying the full amount. Again, we simply want to bring down the barrier for kids to get involved in something where they can meet Jesus. If you would like to contribute and are able to contribute to subsidizing this amount for kids so that they can participate in the retreat, you can contribute by giving money directly to Brent, or you can put it in the church mailbox or the donation box at the church and simply write Youth Retreat on it. If we get more than enough money that we need to subsidize things for this retreat, any surplus will be used for the same purpose for a senior high retreat that will come in the new year. This is an amazing way for us to serve our youth and kids in our community who need Jesus. Regardless of where it is you serve, I pray today that God will give you strength. I especially pray for those of you who are in serving professions or who are full-time caregivers for loved ones. You are a living example of following in the way of Jesus. Thank you for what you do. May God strengthen your hands as you offer the love of Jesus in the multitude of ways you do so today and each day. Peace to you on this day and through the rest of the week. God bless. Go in peace.